Hello. Today is July 3rd, and this is a weird week, so we're doing security and nonsense. The most dull section of the news next to the most entertaining section of the news, right in time for your July 4th celebration.
Chris, the security is important.
It is important, but it tends to be dull.
What?
Because it's usually like either it's been patched or you need to patch your own thing. Like, that's always the outcome.
What are you planning on doing to celebrate our glorious freedoms?
Nothing. I am sure, though, that every beach, bar, and other social gathering spot in the city will
be
packed.
We're all gonna die.
Yeah.
People are gonna liberate themselves from lung health.
These shackles, this flesh prison. I will be rid of it.
Under the ventilator's red glare. The lungs bursting in air.
Oh, no.
Well, when we talk about freedom, how about Apple? Apple has the freedom to track you constantly.
It brings a new meaning to the dawn's early light. The dawn. Apple will force apps to ask for an okay before tracking users. This has already happened. And we've got a story about TikTok in the same thing, but
well,
that's not the next story.
This is good news, though, because it turns out that a lot of apps were tracking you without asking.
Yeah.
And really, I think the lesson here is that social media, as we have said so many times, that's the thing. They have to track you. It's their business model. It's not that one is worse than the other. It's just how things are. They would not exist without the ability to track you. And if you want social media without being tracked, just like pretty much everything on the internet, if you want it and you don't want to be the product, you're going to have to do it yourself.
And so with that, you could also host your own social media presence, Mastodon, on Linode. Yeah, good news, everybody. Linode has upped their benefits, their offers. And so you can use our little link below and get some money off your first subscription. But if you want to take their new Kubernetes engine for a spin completely free, they'll actually give you some Kubernetes credits. Now, it's not enough. You're not going to be able to, you know, spin up your own million recipient spam bot with those Kubernetes credits. Don't even try.
Well, listen, your Mastodon is not going to get that popular overnight.
Yes.
It's a slow burn.
So you can, you know, just do the Docker compose thing, set up your Mastodon instance. It's point and click. It's super easy. You could even have a point and click VPN instance. Yes, WireGuard. You're working on the video for that.
So far, not illegal. For now.
End-to-end encryption guaranteed because you put it into place yourself. So thanks, Linode, for sponsoring this episode of the news. And check out the link below and check out their Kubernetes engine, because you actually can't. Like, some guys in the forum had run the numbers and they're paying Google like $5,000 a month. Well, the Linode equivalent was like $2,500, $2,800, a little more than half. Yeah, Google compute is expensive. Linode, not as expensive. It's a good deal. Check them out.
And they love freedom.
They do. Well, they love freedom to the extent that they're permitted to under the law. To the maximum extent permitted under the law.
To date, I am not aware of any concessions that Linode has made to the Chinese government.
There's your warrant canary, your Chinese Communist Party canary, but also the warrant canary. Yeah.
USA.
Can we say that about Google? Can we say it about Apple? Can we say it about Amazon?
I think one thing we can definitely say about Google and Facebook is that they don't love the encryption, the end-to-end encryption, to the maximum extent possible under the law. Even Apple doesn't, because they don't encrypt your iCloud backups.
And by proxy, I think we can safely say they don't love America.
Sure seems like it, doesn't it?
Now, you alluded to the location warning bringing up something a little disturbing,
yeah,
according to some users. So the way this thing works is every time an app asks for a location update, you get a little warning. Well, it turns out that some apps are asking about things a lot.
Apple suddenly catches TikTok secretly spying on millions of iPhone users. Not just the location, but also like when you would type, it's like, that's weird. The letter that you typed was copied to the clipboard. Why would that be? Oh, there's a background process that's watching the clipboard. Oh, no.
That might be the Chinese government reading your clipboard. What's been on your clipboard? Now, here's the crazy thing about the Apple ecosystem. I didn't realize, and this seems like, I understand the convenience of it, but my God, the security risk. If you are totally Apple and you have all your stuff, you know, it all works together, that's the draw. Well, the clipboard is shared. If you have an iPad, a Mac, and an iPhone, when you copy something, it copies to all of the clipboards.
What a great way to surveil someone without them knowing. Yeah. Again.
So you're like, hey, yeah, okay, TikTok's watching my iPhone, but I don't really do anything there. I only go to Pornhub on the Mac. Well, guess what?
As an experiment on a very popular website once, I ran a JavaScript thing that would just log whatever was in the clipboard of visitors. This is prohibited now. It turns out it was a bug in browsers. But
not
like
China.
as like a little protest thing, because it was like on the bug report, I was like, you really should turn this off. And on the bug report, I'm not going to say for which browser, but I actually got a response back and they're like, no, this cannot possibly be abused. So I ran a collection script on a kind of a popular website. You would not believe the stuff that was on the clipboard. Oh yeah. Yeah. The browser should not be able to surreptitiously correct the clipboard. And now they can't, but that's a story. I can't really, probably shouldn't have even said that much.
Meanwhile, as Apple is defending you from Chinese apps, it's also trying to do things to defend you from your ISP, who is also spying on you. Although, the way that they're spying, to be fair, is because you're passing plain text. The DNS protocol, a little outdated when it comes to encryption, but not anymore, necessarily.
Apple said this week that iOS 14 and macOS 11 will support the DNS over HTTPS and DNS over TLS protocols. Basically encrypted DNS, both the varieties of it. So depending on which way you want to do it, presumably you can configure your Wi-Fi connection or even your cellular connection to use DNS over HTTPS. In this way, your provider will not be able to tell what DNS requests that you're making to an external DNS server. If you'd like to run your own DNS server on Linode, guess what? They've got a point-and-click installer for running your own private DNS server on Linode.
Which will be encrypted, if you so desire. Now, many of you may have gone to protests in the past month or two, and you might feel good about yourself. You might feel like you really, you know, you were part of making major change, doing the right thing. But what you might not know is that you were part of data collection.
Almost 17,000 protesters had no idea a tech company was tracing their location. Data company MobileWalla used cell phone information to estimate the demographics of protesters. Senator Elizabeth Warren said, it's shady and concerning. Somehow, here in America, this is not a violation of our constitutional right to unreasonable searches and seizures. This is an unreasonable search. It's not reasonable to search 17,000 protesters. How does anybody with a brain not see that?
They say that you installed an app on your phone that uses their service, and that data is theirs now. Now, 17,000 is not a huge number compared to, you know, the total protest, but they actually only chose very specific locations to run this on. And they were like, I'm curious what kind of numbers we would get. And the whole, like, demographic thing is totally pulled from their profiles that they have on you based on everything else. So they knew where you were, and they knew a bunch of stuff about you based on all the other stuff that they had already built for your profile for their nasty company.
Hey. Just a moment of silence as we all consider that.
Viva la revolution. Now here, buy stuff.
Yeah.
Google. Krista, I remember you being outraged when you discovered the options you had for deleting your history.
Yeah. You can only delete it, like, I think once every 3 months. At least last time I looked at it, that was the case.
But that is if you actually go in and change it. By default...
Yeah, I changed it.
By default, it was never. Yeah, we're going to keep this forever. But yeah. Google was like, oh, you know what? We appreciate the peons. We don't want to abuse them anymore. So it's not going to be forever anymore. It's going to be a much more reasonable number.
18 months. The headline is, Google says it will keep less browser history and location data by default. CEO Sundar Pichai.
People complain that you pronounced that incorrectly, but I don't know what it is.
Pichai. I'm sure that there's a video that has the Kornick. I always want to say Piace.
I've never heard it said out loud, so I don't know.
The dick in charge.
Yeah.
I always want to say Piace because I actually knew somebody whose last name was Piace, and it was very close to that.
I would think Pichai.
Yeah, Pichai is probably maybe. Correct. I don't know. But 18 months. That still seems like a long time.
Yeah, that is a long
time. I wonder where they arrived at that number. Like, why that number?
They probably talked to law enforcement, and they're like, when do cases usually go cold?
Well, no, I'm thinking about the Instagram guy that we heard about in the first episode of the news, and it's like, if it had been Google, like if he'd Google plused that, and Google only held on to it for 18 months, he wouldn't have an alibi.
Huh? That could be. Now, we talked about the Windows Update policies, and they're saying that, sorry, but many of you seem to dislike Windows Updates, despite our insistence that they're how great they are, and that's not allowed. So you will get them whether you like them or not, and you will get them when we choose. And when we choose to do so, we might do some other things, like look at your other browsers.
Microsoft Edge accused of sneakily importing Firefox data on Windows 10. So this is the new Edge, not the old Edge. This is the new Edge that's based on the Chromium browser engine. Microsoft has started rolling that out. And they really, really, really want you to use Edge. So they're bringing over the stuff from your Firefox profile into Edge automatically, whether you want to or not.
Now, they used to, I remember they used to, when in the old days, when you had to click, like sometimes if I just didn't want to go through the hassle of deleting my cookies, but I wanted to test something with a fresh cookie, I'd pop over to Edge.
Yeah.
That's the only use case. And as soon as you pop it up, or even in the old Internet Explorer days, it was like, oh, hey, you want to go import? Oh, that's like, no, Edge, you're not used for that.
Yeah, no, you cannot cookies. Do that.
And it seems like maybe they looked at the analytics from that, and they were like, people don't really do this, but they should. They really should. Now, the person in this situation said that, because you're greeted with a big blue screen, and it's like, hey, let's get to know Edge, and there's no cancel button.
Yeah, I've encountered that before. Like Alt F4 doesn't do anything. I can bring up Task Manager.
You cannot get out of it. You have to go through the tour.
Task Manager takes 4 clicks to kill it.
You can kill it with Task Manager, but the reason that Task Manager takes 4 clicks to kill it is because it's already importing. So even though they killed it before clicking anything, it still got the Firefox data.
Yeah, it's really insidious. It's another thing where it's like, I'm only want to run Windows in a sandbox. Like, Windows does not need to be on bare metal. I mean, good Lord, who's responsible for these decisions? They're so anti-user.
I just had to test a website the other day, and I popped up Edge, and I had to go through that whole stupid tour. I was like, I just want to open a website to look to see if this feature works. Like, do I have to go through this whole song and dance? Like,
if your browser needs a tour to know how to use it,
something's terribly wrong.
Your UI is shit. If it's got a tour, should be pretty simple.
There should be a button that'll let you optionally take a tour, but don't force it down users' throats.
That's like going into a public restroom and they're like, "Let me show you around." They're like, "What? I've been here before. Yeah. I know what these are about."
Yeah, the public, the toilet attendants that are that excited, they don't get a tip either. Have you tried a mint? Oh, we've got these new chocolate mints. It's like, no, I'm not here for that.
I definitely mints want, in a bathroom, like that's kind of gross anyway.
I definitely want food to be involved. Have you seen the simulations of flushing?
It's just a vortex of poop.
And these toilets don't even have lids. Microsoft, aside from forcing your nose into its new browser, has also introduced some new products for cross-platform.
Microsoft releases its first public preview of its Defender antivirus on Android. Microsoft Defender ATP for Linux has also exited public review and is now generally available for all users. I have mixed feelings about this. On the one hand, okay, yeah, maybe. On the other hand, I don't know. I'd wondered, because the Windows subsystem for Linux is really good, you can get a rootkit in the WSL now, and I don't think that Windows Defender has an easy way to detect that. And so there is actually a version of this available for just straight normal Linux.
Also Mac. You can get it for Mac.
So, it's interesting.
Now, I'll give you 3 guesses, chat. Pause the video. Go down and comment below a major, major new hack that is one of the best we've ever seen. Who might be responsible for that? Here's a hint. It's a private company.
Darn, I was going to guess Putin. Journalist's phone hacked by new invisible technique. All he had to do was visit one website. Any website. What they're talking about is traffic interception. So even on the cellular side, when you go to, even if you're going to an HTTPS webpage, chances are your phone is going to make some kind of an unencrypted DNS request. And when it does that, it can get a website that's actually a man-in-the-middle attack, which will then redirect the user somewhere else. So what's happening here is if you are on a compromised cellular network or even a Wi-Fi network, and you think you go to Facebook.com, if your DNS is not encrypted, you'll actually go to the bad guy's server, the malware will be installed, and then you'll be sent to Facebook. You'll never know anything happened. The ACLU examined this journalist's phone. This is good stuff.
And the answer is NSO Group. That fun Israeli company who does all of the amazing hacks. But what's interesting about that is very recently, the NSO Group said, hey, look, we don't sell this to governments that can't be trusted. You know, our clients are really on the up and up. They don't go after journalists. They go after terrorists.
And yet, here we are.
And this is the government of Morocco. Now, there is no concrete proof that it was the government of Morocco who bugged this guy's phone. But he is very disliked by the government of Morocco. There's a lot of things that they don't approve of very publicly. So, and you do generally have to be a nation state to do business with NSO. I'm sure they spend a lot of money on that. We didn't talk about this last week, right? I think we talked about it on the podcast.
I think this is newer.
Blue Leaks. We talked about Blue Leaks a little bit, but there was no details yet.
I think that was on the podcast.
Oh, okay.
This came up. This article was posted on the 22nd, so we wouldn't have talked about it last week.
Yeah. But this is a massive, massive leak. It goes back a ridiculous amount of time, and it really is. But once again, not a hack. This is just a dumb web company that didn't put a password on something.
Hundreds of thousands of potentially sensitive files from police departments across the U.S. were leaked online this week. The collection, dubbed Blue Leaks, made searchable online, stems from a security breach at a Texas web design and hosting company that maintains a number of state law enforcement data sharing portals. Ha!
270 gigs!
It's social security numbers, names, addresses, bank accounts, phone numbers, a lot of stuff in here.
I wonder how law enforcement will feel about all of their information being browsable by people who might not ought to have access to it constitutionally.
You ever see the comics where Hulk goes into like Hulk rage and he just can't be reasoned with and he's just insane, smashing everything? Probably like that.
You know, I really feel sorry for him because, like, now that their identities are out there, what if they don't feel safe in their homes? What if somebody could just kick their door in and shoot them? That would be terrible. Google Analytics. Now, last week, we saw a hilarious use of Google's reCAPTCHA. And that was
to hide malware.
Used maliciously. And you know what? The entire Google suite, it seems, is valuable for cyber criminals.
Crooks abuse Google Analytics to conceal theft of payment card data. So it turns out that a lot of e-commerce stores pay attention to JavaScript inserted onto their commerce and web page checkout things. The problem is that Google Analytics is usually whitelisted. So the criminals set up their own Google Analytics account with custom event hooks that log credit card numbers. Now, Google has stuff in the GTM and stuff in their platform to try to prevent their platform from collecting personally identifiable information. But because it's JavaScript, it's pretty trivial to defeat that.
Yeah, you just separate it.
Yeah.
Four digit integers that don't have anything to do with each other.
Turns out those are credit card numbers and expiration dates.
Google said...
And CVVs.
They said they found out about it and immediately, you know, like, put a stop to it. But I guess that means it's like one instance.
Yeah, one instance.
They can't know until you figure it out. And because people whitelist, you know, the star.googleanalytics.com or whatever the domain is, then, hey, you're just adding more. You probably already have your own script.
Double click.
They're just adding another ID.
Remember the Blue Kai hack from last week?
Now, we have seen before... remember the phone company that sold to El Chapo?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they got in a little bit of trouble. But there is this industry out there that's all about selling phones that are presumably untraceable. They are encrypted crime phones, and you can get one. Where do you think you advertise this?
On the dark web?
Facebook.
Facebook?
Yeah, sure. I guess the good place any, right?
Encrypted phone network says it's shutting down after a police hack. EncroChat? I don't know. Their customers include hitmen and drug gangs across Europe. Well, the police were able to hack into their phones. I didn't see this article. I saw this earlier.
So they figured out that there was some weird traffic, and they were like, oh, we better patch our system. And then they patched it, and then they saw more weird traffic, and they were like, oh. And then a lot of people started getting arrested, users of their phone system. So in their defense, probably because they don't, you know, their customers are hitmen, they're like, all right, we're out. They sent a mass message. They were like, it's compromised. Burn it. they're just done.
They sent a burn notice.
Exactly. Literally. So, if you are an EncroChat customer, you didn't get the notice, but you're going to want to throw that away.
That's not mine.
Yeah, don't admit. Remember, when they arrest you and they ask you to unlock the phone, your response is, attorney. Can you do that in the UK?
I don't know. I kind of doubt it.
You better come to America.
Maybe don't come to America until after the Rona's
gone.
We
need more hitmen. speaking of events, terrible events in America, although really when you read this article,
this is global, I swear,
it's good. It's good for us. It's a good thing.
A massive Sahara dust plume is moving into the southeast United States, and it's freaking everybody out. It's bringing technicolor sunsets and suppressing tropical storms.
I don't see any problems with either of those things.
People with respiratory problems may disagree.
You know, it's not like there's a pandemic going around.
It's supposed to be good for the crops and stuff, too. Bringing in nutrients.
Oh, it's not good for the pumpkins, though.
Is it though?
You don't know, Krista. It might be great for pumpkins.
But the pumpkin will come in and strangle me.
Because it's too powerful.
It's too powerful.
It's got that Saharan strength, yeah.
There's also the Great Pumpkin skit from Robot Chicken where that was really funny.
Now, Krista, we've talked a lot about black holes.
Right.
Their range of powers that just, the list just keeps getting bigger and bigger. But here we have a black hole who probably, in preparation to destroy you, it's cutting down to fighting weight. It's getting smaller so it can move faster and get past your defenses.
Gravitational waves reveal lightest black hole ever observed. Do you think it's like, you know, it's not a fair fight if I come in and spaghettify her and I'm massive? I should become smaller and still spaghettify her, but just, you know, make it more of a fair fight so she has a chance.
Well, no, it doesn't want you to run.
Yeah.
You know, like, you might be able to escape it. But now, it's just, you know, it knows that mass is not going to help it in the fight against you because of your, you know, elf-like abilities. It needs speed and precision.
It also suggests that, because we thought a certain amount of mass was needed to create a black hole, and this one's smaller than that.
Yeah, which, everything you thought you knew about fighting black holes, Krista, throw it out the fucking window.
What if it's artificially created?
You really should have invested in CC abilities, like if it's going to try to beat Elven Speed.
You don't know that it didn't.
Yeah, it could have, like, you know, a low cooldown CC ability.
I'm going to prefer to think of this as an artifact of an alien civilization, like this was their power core or something.
You know what? It's based on what we know about black holes, that might be what they all are. I love how. And I understand that, you know, my knowledge of black holes is very surface. You know, like, a lot of people understand them on a much deeper level. But even they don't know anything about black holes. It's a total mystery.
It's a hole in time and space. It's like, that doesn't...
And it really, if you sit and think about it too long, you realize how insignificant you are, and it's unpleasant.
Yeah, and that causes, like, an existential crisis. And then you don't want to run from the black hole. You want to go into it. You've got to keep your mental game up.
But then what if, you know, like, the whole time thing happens, and then that just makes you eternal?
Well, that would be worse.
Could be the worst thing ever.
The call of the void.
Well, Krista, I think one of the things that's keeping you going during all this darkness is you are waiting to see the Lord of the Rings Amazon Prime videos.
I'm hoping they don't butcher it. I don't have super high hopes, but I may be surprised.
Well, one good thing about it is you're probably likely to see some very interesting looking orcs.
Oh, Lowell's like, you like cut out for a second. Lord of the Rings series puts out casting call for Harry Burned and funny looking actors. Our time has arrived.
I was reading this article, or the headline, the first time, and my glasses were dirty, and it was blurry after the Harry part, and I was like, Amazon's putting out a casting call for Lord of the Rings for Harry Potter. What?
We need Harry. I'm assuming this is probably for orcs.
Yeah.
We don't know, but that's what I would assume. Though I don't know what. So this is the series is covering the Second Age. I don't know at what point they're starting the series in the Second Age, though. It's like several thousand years. I don't know, like, if the depending on where they start, like, orcs might not even really be in the equation yet, so.
Or they could just rewrite it so that they are.
Well, and some of these, like, they're saying, like, we want people who are particularly tall. That might be for, like, stunt doubles. So, like, the elves are supposed to be really tall, for example, and it's like, well, maybe they need a stunt double for certain scenes, or I don't know.
What if
we'll see.
What if none of that is true and the entire cast of human characters are just freaks?
It would be confusing considering the elves are considered to be like physically beautiful, and the elves would have to be like some of the main characters for this series.
Chris, it's 2020. I think we need to throw away all that garbage.
Why even bother adapting the source material when we can just make up our own and put their name on it?
It seems like it would be cheaper for them to just buy all the whatever traveling circuses are left. It's like we've got all the
to freak shows.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's probably pretty cheap if you're just blanket casting. It's like, hey, if you're a freak, come and then probably, I mean, you don't pay them much, right?
I don't know. It depends. Like, if it's a character who's reoccurring and they need, like, a constant, like, body double for, like, certain shots, they might need them indefinitely.
I think the Screen Actors Guild minimum is $50,000 a year.
They, but this is New Zealand. Does that count?
That's actually been a major issue with these movies is, and now I guess the show is, like, trying to get better workers' rights for the film industry in New Zealand.
I often think about that, and because, you know, in some movies and TV, they refer to how hideous the character is, right? But, yeah, okay, we're talking about the character, but let's face it, that's the actor too, right? I mean,
yeah.
You can do some stuff with makeup and stuff, but usually it's just like, oh, okay, yeah, that's an ugly person. Did they cast ugly person, you know, hideous woman? And you were like, oh, yes, I'm perfect for that.
Well, the agent, your agent says, oh, you'd be perfect
that's
for that.
That's a tough call.
And you're so desperate for money that you're like, okay.
It's like, I don't think that Bob, my agent, has my best interests at heart.
That's in mind.
But he's getting me work, so. Well, you know, talking about rewriting history is an excellent lead into our next story, which of all the 2020 wokeness has astounded me the most. It is just hilarious.
Wizards of the Coast is addressing racist stereotypes in Dungeons and Dragons. Okay. It's like the light and dark scale, right?
No, well, the drow and orcs. So, I don't know if you... How's your Forgotten Realms lore?
It's been a while.
Well, the drow are a subterranean version of the elves. They live their lives underground, which would make you think they would be paler, right? No, they're black. They're the black elves. And
Skyrim got that right with the snow elves that were like the Falmer. They were super pale and like down in the caves.
So they're also known to be, you know, very warlike and aggressive. They use spiders as their mounts, which is like, ooh, creepy, right?
Spooky.
And so then they're kind of the evil elves. That one I kind of get, okay? I mean, again, if you're underground, you wouldn't have the darker skin. That's not how that works. But it's fantasy. Now, here's the one that I don't get at all. The orcs. So, they're changing the orcs because of comparisons to some human groups? Who? Who are the orcs? That doesn't make any sense. Wouldn't we be being more racist by comparing some minority group to the orcs?
I don't know.
I.
This is like the change to the Magic the Gathering cards where it's like, this was not... I don't... Okay.
It's... Yeah, yeah. Characters who represent an array of... oh, no. That's saying they're doing more of that. Who are often characterized as a savage horde of creatures who lust for battle. Who is that? What minority is a savage group of people who lust for battle?
The Taliban.
Are we talking about... Yeah. Well, I mean the U.S., right? Yeah.
USA. Oh my gosh, we're the orcs.
are we the baddies?
But yeah, this is just, I mean, it's made up, folks. It's not real.
You're gonna one of the comments on this was like, it's gonna be a much less interesting story if there's not really a source of conflict.
Yeah, really. Also, if you want to talk about diversity, you ever look through the Monsters Compendium? There are so many types of dragons. There's like every primary color, and then there's some like weird off colors. There's the
combinations of colors.
There's the metallic color dragons. There's the prismatic dragons. There are the crystal dragons. It's ridiculous.
It's almost like the different colors of kryptonite. There's not just green kryptonite. There's a lot of colors of kryptonite.
Well, listen. Now we're getting into the whole like Green Lantern storyline. I don't know about it. I don't know about this world, chat, but I do know that it is bleeding over into industries where you might not expect it, because racial equity knows no boundaries.
No. Portland strippers march for equitable scheduling of black dancers. This seems reasonable, although why did it require a march?
I guess now they talk about how, but see, here's the thing, right? How beauty is subjective. So how do you decide if you're being discriminated against because you're black or if you're being discriminated against because you're ugly?
Cash tips?
Well, they're saying they're not getting the jobs in the first place.
Mm.
Now, here's a question. Here's an uncomfortable question. What about fat girls? I don't see too many of them at the old strip club. Equity?
Cash tips. But
there's a quote in here where it's like, we're not asking for a boycott. We're asking you to ask your local businesses what their anti-discrimination policy is. I feel like the clientele who frequents a strip club does not care about the well-being of the dancers there. I said it.
I don't know, Krista.
I don't think so.
I think, you know, to my part in the change that I want to see in the world, I think what I need to do is to go and seek out a black girl and give her $20 to rub her crotch against me. You know, for equity. Seems like the right thing to do.
Engagement challenge. Do that experiment in your local hometown and let us know how it goes.
The end comment is good too. She says, go out to clubs, throw some money on butts, especially black butts.
What you do is like you put the 20 between your two fingers, right? And you reach it out. And then when she squeezes her boobs together to come and get it in, as soon as she takes it away, you go for the fist. Then you bump.
I don't...
Whitening is another word that's bad. What about whiteout? Have they gotten to whiteout yet? Why is paper white? Krista, do you use any beauty products that are lightening? I mean, you're already pretty light.
Look at me. I've been inside for 6 months. I used whitening strips on my teeth a little bit before I got married. I don't think they have
effect, so. Wow.
They weren't racism. Super effective. My teeth are still kind of messed up, so...
Well, it's a good thing you used them when you got married, because it's no more of those. Those are out.
L'Oreal to remove the whitening from its products. They're replacing it with eviling. L'Oreal to, you know, it's like, we got some teeth eviling strips.
What are they going to refer to it as? Are they doing it so, like, apparently, I don't know how true this is because I've not been there, but like in India, for example, like yes. skin lightening treatments are a very popular thing. So yeah, are they just getting rid of those products entirely, or are they just changing what they're called?
I think they're changing it, but they did not say what they're going to use to describe it in the future.
I do get that uncanny valley reaction when, you know, I'm watching somebody talking that just has the crazy white teeth, like the blindingly white teeth, like the Apple yeah. keynote, like the guy that was like the leader guy, not Tim Cook, but the other guy, like his teeth were unnaturally white and it was distracting the whole time that he was talking. But his like him smiling was also a little bit like the alien. Like there's just so many teeth there. It's like that doesn't seem... seems uncanny and valley. He, there seems like there's some extra teeth there.
And he doesn't, like, that's there's no real emotion behind it.
Yeah, no. It's just... It's literally the Clockwork Orange smiling, like...
So are they... It looks like... So they're discontinuing a couple, like, acne products, but, like... Are they actually stopping selling the others? Because it doesn't look like it. They're just changing the name.
Yeah, they'll come up with... And I was when I was reading that, I was like, what are they going to... What word are they going to use?
De-staining?
It doesn't mention, but it's... Yeah, it's just like... So you're still going to sell it. You're still going to profit off of it. You're just going to change the name.
I bet there, like, there's probably a 50-person team working on how to reword that without stopping selling the products. Engagement challenge. Sorry. What is your word that changes whitening into something more?
Teeth blank strips. That's the maybe the title of the
what
episode.
What about colonizing?
Teeth colonizing strips.
Fortnite had to get in on the action, but I don't think there's anything particularly racist about Fortnite. I think, aren't their characters pretty diverse already?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they, I think they're really racking their brains. Like, what can we do to be a part of this?
Epic removed police cars from Fortnite. Now, you can't drive the police cars. They're just set pieces. But they're gone. That's it. That's the story.
It feels like equity to me. Last week we talked about Columbus, and you know, somebody in the comment was like, "You proved to me how Columbus was against black people." I don't know if Columbus ever met a black person. It's the indigenous populations that weren't big fans
also
of Columbus.
Horribly mistreated at his hands.
So, and you know, his the events following his big thing were bad for them.
Yes,
that's the thing about not the black folks, but he's getting targeted in the new world. 2020 is no place for a Christopher Columbus statue. Now, last week it was Guy Fieri, who is from Columbus, but they have someone who is maybe even more popular in their rich history.
Petition calls for statue of Christopher Columbus in Ohio City to be replaced with Chef Boyardee.
That's me clapping. Les, yes, let's do Chef Boyardee.
Kristen, when was the last time you had Chef Boyardee?
Well, I buy off-brand because I'm cheap, but last week. Wow. We've been buying, like, the little cans of, like, you know, the ravioli and stuff to have for lunch while we work.
Mm, solid nutrition, Krista, as usual.
Yeah.
I was disappointed to learn that the photo is actually from Omaha. Like, there's already a statue of Chef Boyardee in Omaha.
Great, they can just make a cast and then just ship it to Columbus.
So I didn't realize that Chef Boyardee, I mean, I assumed he was a real guy, but it turns out, yeah, he worked at a hotel, and... people were crazy about his spaghetti and meatballs, and they were so crazy about it, he was like, maybe I should open my own restaurant. And then they were so crazy about that, it's like, maybe we should put this shit in some cans. And, you know, the rest is history.
And now what's in cans is a pale shadow of anything that... Isn't that the irony? It's like your legacy, you're destined for it to just be a watered-down mess of what it was.
You know, he probably made a couple bucks before that happened, so he probably felt okay about it. The United Nations, if you are in a part of the world that has the United Nations, you're probably familiar with seeing not only their little blue helmets, but also their SUVs, which are clearly marked United Nations. And if you watch them closely, you might see something that you didn't expect.
UN says that it is deeply disturbed after a video of a couple doing some stuff, copulating? I don't know, I can never say that word correctly.
Having sex.
In its official vehicle surfaces online. You know... people got a people. You know, it's 2020. Who are we to judge?
Well, you maybe not do it. Oh, what are you judging?
maybe
place.
Yeah, maybe not do it in a UN vehicle. But you know, sometimes
This website's a nightmare.
I was just going to ask you
I was like trying to look at the picture or whatever, and I clicked on it, and then like two pop-ups came out. I was like, okay, I'm out. Nope.
But how about that header and the logo?
Yeah, everything about it is hideous and terrible.
You love that font?
Ugh. Not the worst font I've been asked to implement on a website, but...
It looks like a bad, like,
Black
Thug
letter.
Life midsection tattoo. That's what I expect to see that font.
Mm-hmm. Oh, this is a different headline. Or maybe I read a different story.
Kind of what?
It was just the GoFundMe about the barista was getting a GoFundMe, not the woman who shamed the barista has responded.
Well, there's the lead into the story.
Woman who shamed Starbucks barista for refusing to serve her without face mask speaks out as barista's GoFundMe grows. So the barista got $70,000 the last time I looked on GoFundMe.
I think this story was up to like 68. So yeah, I'm sure it's probably more than that now. 68, yeah. As of print time, it was 68.
Yeah. So my impression was the barista was just being reasonable. And she was being a Karen, but now she feels like, you know, as all Karens do, she has to respond.
He said he was threatened by her. She says she did not threaten him. She simply stated that she
she was yelling and
could not
like a
use
chicken.
A mask because of medical reasons.
Which is probably BS.
And
yeah, it's almost absolutely BS because she's also an anti-vaxxer.
And so people feel like he was a champion of, you know, the pandemic. And so as usual... Now, I worry about these. These always concern me because, like, does he get all that money? Because he didn't start it. Someone else started it. What guarantee do we have?
It's not a lot of good guarantees.
Yeah.
But it might end badly.
The best part of this story is at the end, she says, like, I'm entitled to part of that money. Excuse me?
What?
Well, yeah, that's the worry, though, is that it's like some opportunist is like, oh, I'll just keep 60. You know, they'll send him like $500.
No, yeah. The worry is that this is the future of humanity.
They'll send
We're doomed.
They'll send him a $50 Starbucks gift card. Now, you might think this headline, you're like, hey, guys, you did that last week. No. Last week was it somewhere in... somewhere else, wasn't it?
Yes,
Ireland?
This is a different story.
It was over in the UK, right?
I don't remember. But this is a different version of the same story.
But this is in the US. Although, this might not have been a mistake if you read closely.
Yeah. Three people died and one is permanently blind after drinking hand sanitizer in New Mexico. No, this isn't the distillery that accidentally bottled hand sanitizer. This is people just straight up drinking hand sanitizer.
I remember when
you gotta open a bottle and not just be like, this is horrible and repugnant, and I cannot drink this.
No. They did this on purpose. So it turns out that I don't know, I probably shouldn't say this. Don't do this. But you can drink hand sanitizer and get alcohol effects from it. But this hand sanitizer was like bootleg hand sanitizer, had methanol in it. And you actually don't even want to rub that on your skin, oddly enough.
Your liver has a hard time with that, yes.
So, with the prices of hand sanitizer right now, why not just buy vodka? Just cheap vodka's got to be what less.
There were a couple places that deemed alcohol stores as non-essential, and so
because the DTs will kill you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no, as non-essential, and so the alcohol stores shut down. But even here, we were like, no, we have to keep the alcohol stores open, and people were like, that doesn't seem
cooking wine or something. Yeah. Jesus.
They even, delivery is not usually permitted here, and they're permitting alcohol delivery, which if you are that alcoholic, perhaps you need to, you know, make some life choices that are different.
Yeah, but I mean, you do need to make some life choices, but you can't just do it all at once.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, we used to have a lady who would come into the grocery store I worked at, and if she came in on a Sunday, you can't buy alcohol on a Sunday here. She would buy the cooking wine. She would do the cooking wine trick because that was exempt. Would like buy like 10 bottles and she's like, oh, I'm doing a lot of cooking later. And I was like, yeah, okay. Every Sunday? That's
God, curious. Imagine just like 10 bottles of wine. I'm just thinking, I mean, he's about, a little
That's not good wine either.
Yeah. Thinking about the dump she takes the next day.
It's a nice Bordeaux. No, it tastes like swill. It's literally the quality control taster was like, we can't sell this. And
it's probably like, what do they call it? The head and the dregs that come off the bottling.
Yeah. We literally can't sell this. And then an analyst comes in and it's like, I know, cooking wine.
Like, pop a meter down in that and figure out when it causes people to go blind. And up until that point, that's cooking wine. Now, this story is a disgusting display of opportunist behavior. And
I read the lawsuit and I was laughing so hard I was crying.
Talk about blaming the rest of the world for your problems.
I got to the Neosporin part and it's like, is Neosporin really in this brief? And it's like, yes. Yes, it was. A sex addict has sued Twitch, claiming that these suggestive female streamers caused him harm. And it goes into excruciating detail. I don't want to share any of that with you at all.
Well,
it's a choose-your-own-adventure.
Here's the thing. He watched them around the clock. How many? They said it was like 600?
786 streamers on Twitch, all
who,
female.
Who knew that there were 786 boob streamers on Twitch?
That seems like a lower number than I expected.
Lower.
Yeah, I think there's a lot more.
I guess I didn't understand that whole, the world on Twitch. But not only, now what you're alluding to is physical damage.
Yes.
Which, you know, you can imagine, he's watching this around the clock. I mean, if you're watching 786 streamers, but you only watch 10 minutes of each a day.
No. See, that's the problem, is that it was 10 minutes of each streamer continuously, which...
No, I'm saying, like, you still could never catch up.
It broke some things.
So... Not only that, but he admitted that because of his addiction, he could not help but shower them in donations and bits. Because I don't know why.
He's suing Twitch for $25 million. I don't think he's going to get very far.
But here's the thing. He doesn't want that whole $25 million, much like the woman who only wanted part of the barista's money. He wants half for himself, and he wants the other half to go to the other male Twitch viewers. And if there's anything left over, that can go to sexual addiction charity.
This is going to be laughed out of court. It's going to be amazing.
Imagine, though, like, you're, like, trying to get justice for something else. Like, you're running your own case against something, and then it's like, this guy gets priority over you, and it's like, really? Really, dude? Like,
but also, you know, there's always the lawsuit where most people wouldn't do it just because it's so embarrassing. But this guy was like, no, I'm going to take the shot. I'm going for it. Although, if you spend your whole day, you know, spanking it to Twitch streamers, I guess you got nothing.
This might be I wonder if we could have him committed. Or not we, but like, this could be evidence enough to have him committed to an insane asylum for rehabilitation.
Do we want to subject the nursing staff to that? He's probably the least harmless just sitting home doing what he's doing. So, we should put this with the barista story, but when it comes to masks, oh boy, is it a contentious subject. And we talked about this in the first episode. I just don't understand the no-mask mentality. But some people are very serious about it, and they're so serious about it that they have actually got a laminating machine.
Face mask exemption ID cards are going viral, and the Department of Justice says they're fake. So, yeah, show the picture there.
The bad part about it is this little guy right here.
Yeah.
That's a real Department of Justice seal.
Oh, you can't do that.
They did it. The FTBA is Freedom to Breathe Association, which is not real. That's not a thing. Now, they do make an argument here that says that I have a disability that prevents me from wearing a mask, and you're not allowed to ask about my disabilities. Technically, I think that is true.
That is true, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a weird little loophole, but, and then you're in a weird situation because it's like, well, I can tell you to leave my store because this is my store, but I can't tell you to leave my store because you have a handicap. So it's like we've created this crazy like loophole of exceptions and protected classes, and they've turned it against us, which is why you don't do that.
I think most of the people that would be taking advantage of this situation don't have a need for... Like,
right, it's Schrodinger's disability.
Yeah.
You can never, so.
This has to be frustrating if you have a real disability. To see people like this who come in and they're like, No, I don't have to wear a mask. Like, if you have some sort of disability, which means you probably don't have, like, the best immune system anyway, depending on what the issue is, like, someone's being like, no, I don't have to wear a mask, like, that probably makes you angry. It would make me angry.
You could wear oxygen under a mask, right?
Yeah.
So what disability would actually cause you to not be able to wear a mask?
One where you don't have oxygen?
Raging douche, I don't know.
What if we had oxygen tanks waiting in every store?
That actually would probably be fine. Yeah.
Get on it, Meyer. Now, Christy, well, you are the...
Have you seen her lately?
She's Sorry. Back. Yeah, I worried about her for a while, but last Tuesday she was there, just shrieking her head off.
I love it.
Yeah. Filling the air with infected particles.
Best part of going to Meyer.
Because she's always on the other side, like the pharmacy side.
Yeah.
And I didn't have to go there for weeks at a time. Also, there's a shortage on dental floss. Have you guys noticed that? Like, for some reason at the Meyer... The pandemic has caused all the dental floss. Like, what could explain
that?
There's
no, like, understanding of, like, or no understanding that I have, I guess, of, like, why some things are out of stock and why others aren't.
Yeah, it makes no sense. But I had to go and get shaving cream. Going through a lot of it lately. An amazing amount. Razor blades, too. Turns out those the head will dull the blade faster than a woman's legs.
Oh, did you get the women's shavers? Because I found those to work really well.
No, I just buy, like, the... generic old school.
Oh, yeah.
With my safety razor. That's the best way to go.
Oh.
Anyway, Krista, you're the hiker. You're the outdoors person of the group for sure. Let's compare your level of fear. I'm going to give you three options. You tell me which is you are more afraid of.
Okay.
Velociraptor, black hole, bear.
Velociraptor's top of the list. Okay. they can open doors.
Which, there are no doors in the forest, but okay.
Yeah, they're smart. Black hole, while terrifying, is unlikely to attack me.
Unlike the velociraptor.
Yeah. The bears around here, I'm not too scared of because they're chickens.
So bear's number three. Of course. Well, the Italian bears are different than the bears around here, Krista.
Sorry, did you... You cut out sometimes.
Yes.
A bear in Italy has been sentenced to death after attacking hikers. Activists want a stay of execution. Fed bear's a dead bear. They will put it down if it attacks someone for their food.
Well, see, that's the thing in question here. So the story that it was a man and his son, and the story he tells is like the bear just like broke out onto the trail and came after the son, and then the dad jumped onto its back after it attacked the son, and then it broke his leg and threw him off and Ooh. Then ran away. And so they're like, okay, yeah, clearly there are bite marks and claw marks on these people. We must destroy the bear. But then the activists are saying, no, they provoked the bear. And so we should not kill it.
By how? Just being there? Because I imagine, I didn't even realize there were still a lot of bears left in Europe.
I don't know exactly, but you know what I bet it was? I bet they were saying stuff like, all lives matter.
You cut out what?
All lives matter. You know, like the sun probably said that, and the bear was just... Roar.
What if it was a brown bear or a black bear?
It was a brown bear, it says in the article.
I wonder if... brown. Well, I mean that in the context of race.
It was Italian.
Yeah.
It was like the... Sicilian. That was a southern Italian, you know, very hairy and dark. We've talked about microwaving your masks. Actually, the oven is what you do. You don't microwave.
Yeah, oven.
The microwave will melt the
yep.
the strap. But microwaves can kill things like viruses in certain situations. But sometimes you need to be very aware of what else is inside the object before you put it in your microwave.
A library has asked, please stop microwaving our books to kill the infection. So you check out a book from the library and it's like, let's make sure it's sterile. Let's microwave it. Yeah, don't do that because it actually contains an RFID tag. They use that for asset tracking. The RFID tag contains metal. Guess what catches on fire inside a microwave? Yeah.
Well, you think anybody's checked out Fahrenheit 451?
It's like set it on fire.
Why would you not, you know, well, they mentioned they quarantine the books when they get turned in, but like, why would you not, if you were concerned about that, either quarantine the book yourself or use like one of the sprays? I'm saying like if you were someone checking it out, the library does it.
The library quarantines the books for 72 hours.
Well, I thought it was
14
days.
But if you were someone checking it out.
No,
I think so. It's five on a surface for, I think, up to 3 days.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess if you had to quarantine it, that would cut into your reading time before you took it back, I guess. But yeah, seems like there's a lot more you could do. What about UV?
Yeah,
I guess
UV's
in between
probably,
the pages would be difficult.
Yeah.
What about using UV as a reading light?
Burn your retinas.
Worth it.
Now, this story was really confusing. Like, you read the headline and you get one idea, but no, it's actually something completely different and really interesting.
Yeah. Conan Doyle's estate sues Netflix for giving Sherlock Holmes too many feelings. And at first I was like, this is dumb. There's no way this could possibly work. And then he read on and it's like, maybe. So Sherlock Holmes is basically out of copyright. There's a few of the very last stories that I think may not be out of copyright. But Netflix is doing a new movie, I guess, to start. And it's the female teenage sister of Sherlock Holmes.
And I don't think she's canon, right?
No.
Yeah, they just made her up.
Yeah, and it's Holmesian, in the Holmesian style. Like, she's a Holmesian style detective. But apparently, some of the stories feature Sherlock Holmes, and Sherlock Holmes has too many emotions for the Conan Doyle estate. But technically, the Sherlock Holmes character is now public domain because it's so old.
But that's the thing. So you're thinking that, they want to protect Sherlock Holmes and say that he was an emotionless robot. But no, that's actually the crux of the argument. So the idea of Sherlock Holmes is in copyright. But the Sherlock Holmes, who is emotional, turned out that that only came to pass after Conan Doyle. Was it a war he came back from?
Yeah, yeah.
He came back from the war and he was like, oh my God. Human life, and you know, I've changed my ideas. I'm going to make Sherlock Holmes more of a human being, give him more emotion.
And also in the retirement stories.
And those are the old stories. So those are the stories that the family still has control of. So they're saying, okay, you can use Sherlock Holmes, but if you make him emotional and kind to women, that's end of life Sherlock Holmes, and we own that bitch. So you're going to pay us. And it's a crazy, like, they might win that.
It'll be like Disney winning Steamboat Willie. Because Steamboat Willie is not the modern Mickey Mouse.
Yeah, it's an insane story. It'd be interesting to see how that plays out. There's also a weird, I mean, they were clearly trying to get around the copyright.
Yeah.
By making it, and plus, you know, strong female protagonist.
Nancy Drew, but different character names.
But no, Sherlock Holmes has to be part of it. This is just more of the whole, like, you know, words are violence thing. And I don't know where this ends. How far could we possibly take this? Because 2 years ago, this would have been an Onion article.
I think, I think this has always been happening since the beginning. Like, this has been happening since language has existed, almost. Because, like, George Carlin pointed that out.
Yeah, well, Chomsky, you know, he's got a couple of books about it. But it's still, It shocks me to live through it.
Texas Realtor Group says it will no longer use the word master to describe bedrooms and bathrooms in its listings. Neat.
I don't really care, but it is kind of like, does this really, like, instead of looking at things like, hey, are we discriminatory in our practices when we loan to, you know, African Americans? You know, how can we raise homeownership among the black community? It's like, no, we're going to change the phrasing and that's it.
Yeah, I could totally see, it's like, listen, We got this 7-bedroom, you know, in this really nice community. Now remember, don't call it the master bedroom. We're inclusive here. Do not ever call it the master bedroom. And also, it's a subdivision, and they're very concerned about this. Don't show it to Hispanics.
Yeah, and it's like,
and nobody's self-aware enough.
We completely ignored the horrible problem and just put this little Band-Aid on it instead.
And they all feel so good about it. And they put their, like, little ribbon on their lapel.
What do you think they're going to call it instead of master? Like, the deluxe bedroom?
Primary in the article.
It's the big room.
The royale bedroom?
No, it's the primary. It's a primary bedroom and bathroom. So I guess, yeah, the homeowner.
Does that, are we saying that our children are secondary, Krista?
Yes.
Yeah.
Children
that
come
was,
second.
Whenever I got like a new apartment, or and by I mean my mom, whenever we got like a new apartment, or like when we moved into our house and we were looking at bedrooms, mom's like, this one's mine. And I was like, but I want the big bedroom. And she's like, you're not paying for it. I don't care.
Well, that was a slaver attitude, of course. Now, a lot of people will tell you that when you reach adulthood, you got two choices, right? Well, I mean, there's more than two, but two primary ones. One of them is to go to college. The other one is to study the blade. You can't do both. You got to choose one or the other until now.
Japan University awards the first ever ninja studies degree. Man.
Is this like women's studies?
I'm so upset because, you know, I got this useless graphic design degree. Yeah. And I could have gotten this.
So there's only one person who has this right now, although they are still offering it. But this guy's story is amazing. So, like, he studied the ninja, and when he began to learn more about it, he was like, oh, the ninjas were vegetable farmers during the day to hide their identities, and they only studied the blade at night. So he began vegetable farming during the day.
He's growing killer pumpkins. Oh my gosh, I'm on the way to becoming a ninja.
So he really, really lived it. And he seems to have really dedicated himself. And now he is, he's got his bachelor's in ninja.
That's wild. Yeah.
With a minor in political science.
He's pursuing a PhD.
And he owns a hotel. Just, that's a Renaissance man right there, for sure. Impressive. They said that there was a lot of interest, although to get into the ninja studies program, you have to pass an entrance exam about the history of the ninja. So don't kid yourself if you think, you know, as a gaijin, you're going to fly in there and just join the program. No, you got to live it. Live it.
In other words, it's off limits to you, weeb.
No weebs allowed.
Krista, as we spoke of earlier, your great fear of velociraptors, I kind of feel like that might have been a childhood traumatic event.
I watched the movie when I was entirely too young.
And you could live. What if you could go back now and like get to the root of that fear and remove it? Well, that would be a great therapy. You should do that.
I mean, I'm not like it doesn't affect my life really, but I am. You know.
But you are more concerned about it than bears, which are real.
Well, bears aren't like a major issue around here where I hike. If I was out west, I'd be more concerned about bears. But like the bears here, they're chicken.
But you're not on a secret tropical island either.
It's true. But you got to keep your head on a swivel.
Well, you could keep your head on a 45 degree swivel by going and seeing it on the big screen.
Jurassic Park tops weekend box office 27 years after release.
It's funny because the movies are all shut down.
Wait, did they put it on a streaming platform or did they actually like play it?
No, this actual theater. It made like $200,000.
Wow. It is a great movie.
They're also screening Jaws and some of the other classics. But here's my question, okay? We all understand that going to a theater right now is risky. So you're going to take the risk for a 27-year-old movie?
That you can stream?
You can see it literally in any format. You can watch it on your phone.
As if I don't own all three movies on DVD.
Exactly. So that's a weird choice. But some people, I guess, just need to get out of the house. So they enjoy the original.
I missed this one.
This is the most bizarre story.
Now, this one, I didn't read it because one will just pop this on us at the last one. I assume you read this before you. So I have to admit, though, I am very curious. And I do like when you are, you know, like your level of confidence. Wasn't there some famous doctor? Did Jonas Salk do this?
Marie Curie.
Oh, that might be what I'm thinking of, yeah. But if you're really confident in your vaccine, you play it like this.
One biohacker's improbable bid to make a DIY vaccine for the thing. This is in Bloomberg. We've reported on this guy before. He's doing like the home DNA sequencing kit. So there was a paper that was published that is a promising candidate for a vaccine. He read the paper and he said, "Hey, I've got all the stuff. I can do this at home." So him and two other people in two other countries are going to live stream their attempt to recreate the vaccine as described in this paper and try it in humans. It's already been tried in monkeys, and it was successful in monkeys. So he's going to try, he's going to just DIY it, Twitch stream it. I don't know if it's going to be on Twitch, but it's going to be a live stream, and it's going to be a thing.
Now,
this is not his first rodeo.
If I walk into a doctor's office or a pharmacist's office, you know what really inspires confidence in me? The Pussy Riot t-shirt.
Is that what that is? I thought it was like a Punisher logo.
Oh, Lord.
That says to me, medical professional.
I think that's his home setup, his home lab, because his kitchen's there in the background.
You think he's ever just like making a grilled cheese and he's got the vaccine right there and he knocks it over and it's like, oh, God.
Isn't this how we got some sort of like virus pandemic or, you know, I don't know, something.
There it is. It looks like, you know, it looks really exciting. You know, like anything could happen if you pop that in your veins.
This is as reported in Bloomberg, so I mean,
you never know. Do we have a date for this?
I don't remember.
There's a lot of pictures here.
It was basically like, we don't have time to wait for human trials. This seems reasonably safe. I'm gonna do it. It was fine in monkeys. It's like, okay.
He's like the character in Contagion.
Well, listen.
Life imitating art right now.
You know, I mean, we talked about Columbus. You got some men just sail toward the horizon. You know, there be dragons. Don't care. There's discoveries to be made. And finally.
I didn't see this one.
We don't.
This is the one I thought we were talking about until you changed.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, because you had the old one tab.
Yeah.
We don't get to talk enough about bronies anymore. Because bronies were...
They were the 2016 thing, right?
Like, they were even earlier than that. Because that show came out, what, like 2010 or something? I think. So, yeah, but the thing is, they're still kicking. They're still out there. You don't hear about them as much. They're kind of underground now. But they still exist. And you gotta kind of respect the level of liberty among the brony community. They don't seem to judge very much, and that might be their downfall.
My Little Pony fans are ready to admit they have a Nazi problem. Even a niche subculture has built... Yeah, I mean, this is in the Atlantic. Like, the Atlantic is...
The absurdity of the timeline we're in knows no bounds.
They should have used the meme picture where it's like the My Little Pony that's surrounded by fire and, like, the little girl's crying, like she's on her knees crying.
Well, they mentioned that there's, like... On one of these image boards, there's like over 900 pictures just tagged racism.
So yeah,
of ponies.
They have a racism section. Now, they did point out that there were some images of not only the ponies, you know, dressed in the exciting Hugo Boss livery of the Nazi party, but some lynching ponies. Some Klan ponies.
That's not good.
Yeah, so... I don't know if they're necessarily defending it. Like, they didn't make a comment, but it does seem like they just simply... What was the name of this website, Krista? Do you remember? Derpy something.
Yeah, I don't know. It's named after one of the characters, I think. But,
Derpy Hooves?
But, well, it's half... It's the derpy half, and then something that means image board in Japanese, I guess.
I'm amazed that, Wendell, you knew a character. I guess I know how many characters can you name?
No, Ryan and I experienced a thing. I don't know if we should share it, but we were playing a game, and it like something happened, and one of the people we were playing with was a brony, and then it was like we got fully kitted out, and I don't really know what happened.
Yeah, there was like he knew how to communicate with the other bronies, and they were just everywhere. And it's like, wait, what?
There's like a pack, like, yeah. Wouldn't they? They like wouldn't murder you on sight if they knew.
But not only were they everywhere, but somehow they would identify each other. So it's like, is this going on in the Starbucks? Are people getting free meals at McDonald's? Anyway, this image board was basically just saying like, yeah, you can do whatever you want here. You know, we all just love the ponies and we don't get involved in the other stuff.
Derpy Boru.
There you go. Yeah. I think Boru means like image board or something. So the Atlantic feels that they need to do something about it. I don't know. What do?
Well, I mean, you call it where you see it, I guess. Uh-huh. You know, complicit something is just as bad. I don't know. Good on them for pointing it out and trying to do something about it.
I don't know. Do you drive? If you drive these people underground, though, are they going to stop making Klan pony images?
It's really the problem, is that you can't, it's hard to correct, to directly correct abhorrent behavior in individuals. Unless they, well, I mean, if you can, if enough, it's like maybe herd immunity. If enough people cause the person to be uncomfortable, maybe they'll suppress the behavior and just not try to bring it out anymore.
And become serial killers?
Well, I mean, forensic science has a chance of catching a serial killer.
I gotta admit that if this had just quietly continued on the derpy boar, whatever, then I would have never thought about it. But now that you've told me that this exists, I kind of want to go look at it just because,
you know, you don't.
I have morbid curiosity.
I really did try to find the, I can't remember the movie, The Fallen. No, that's not right. It's the Hitler meme.
Downfall.
Yeah, Downfall. The GE one. The story from a couple of weeks ago that was reported, where the guy was fired from GE because he made a Hitler meme about how insane GE management was. And that was protected speech. They shouldn't have fired him for that. And I tried to find what he made because it had been posted online, but it's
just too much noise.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. We know we need to build a website that's for searching Hitler meme. Just that one.
That's going to end badly. That's going to end really badly. It's like the Spanish guy that's just laughing. He's just laughing infectiously and uncontrollably. It's like that and the Hitler. Like, that's the two most. It's like where you could just make the captions say anything.
Well, it's so, okay, here's what somebody needs to do. They need to make the one where, you know, Hitler's like breaking the pencil and he's angry, and then cut to the Spanish guy laughing.
Engagement challenge. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.
Krista, give us your best My Little Pony bye.
My brain just blanked there. Like, should I neigh? Are their voices really high pitched?
I don't really know enough about them. They have magic. Maybe you should try to use magic.
Bye.
Friendship with level one is magic. No, that's not. I don't know.